Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is hosting a day-long summit tomorrow on an issue that's of special interest to Wisconsinites these days, open government. The idea bring together a variety of stakeholders to offer suggestions to update and modernize the state's open government laws without reducing access to information.
The summit comes not long after state legislative leaders introduced, then backed away from, sweeping changes to Wisconsin's open government laws, though the summit was scheduled before all of that happened. That said, the controversy over that proposal means that any changes to open government laws will come under a lot of scrutiny from the media and the general public.
Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is with us now to talk more about tomorrow's open government summit. Attorney General Schimmel, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, why are you looking to update the state's open records laws?
Well, you know, this is actually a conversation I'd had with representatives from the Newspapers Association back on the campaign trail. And, you know, I'd worked as DA in Waukesha County. I'd seen many occasions where there just weren't answers in our public records and open meetings laws. You know, we last revised them in 1981. And for all the young people out there, we didn't have the internet in 1981. We didn't. All of these things that now are regular uses or regular media for government, like email, even tweeting and text messaging, Skype, all those things, no one even dreamed those were going to exist yet. And so the laws don't address them. We don't know whether a town board member can appear at a meeting via Skype or not. We don't know the extent to which emails and text messages are all public records or not. We didn't have dash cameras on squad cars. Much less body cameras on officers. And there are real issues to debate about to what extent those are or should be public records. And what we're doing with this summit is we're bringing everyone together. We will have people who respond to requests for records and also members of the media, for instance, who are frequent requesters of it, and have lawyers who will help us to make sure we don't do anything that limits public access but tries to strike that balance. You know, when a police officer wears a body camera now, if they have that running all the time, there are going to be all sorts of contacts with innocent citizens. Perhaps the officer steps into their house. I can tell you my wife would not, you know, some days if the kids have gone kind of crazy, she didn't keep up with chasing after them all day, our house might look like a mess. And she wouldn't want a police officer's body camera showing that to the whole world. There's a real discussion to have about this. And, of course, we want to make sure we don't limit access. But
right, and before we get deeper into those issues, you know, this summit was planned before some leaders in the legislature and Governor Scott Walker made moves to restrict public access to records. But that makes some open records advocates nervous. Given the timing, do you have any misgivings about the timing of this summit right now?
Well, no. We've been planning this summit for months. You know, there might be a relationship in the number of people who have registered to attend, because we actually had to change the venue. We were originally going to be in one of the large rooms in the Capitol that would have held about 150. Well, we've gone well past 150, so now we're going to be at the Concourse Hotel. There might be a relationship there, that there's more interest on the issue, but I don't know that for sure. But otherwise, we're going to do the same thing we've been planning to do all along, and that's have an open discussion in this large group. We're not going to sort out any details. We'll follow this large meeting up, this summit, with some smaller meetings with many of the people who are stakeholders, with their representatives, where we can kind of hammer out and see whether there's some consensus we can reach on some recommendations to the legislature.
Now, you mentioned that the laws have not been updated since 81 and all of this new technology that's come flooding in since then. So as it stands now, how do decisions get made when a question involving some of this technology does come up?
We go to court. If there is a dispute between the person who's the source of the records and the requester, they don't agree, then we go to court. The court makes a decision, but that decision applies only to the specific facts of that case. So that leaves the rest of us, we can try to extrapolate from that and predict what it means. It's going to make a lot more sense to everyone involved if we're able to make some changes that we can all agree on. You know, for the legislature, I think they've always looked at this as a bit of a third rail. As we saw with what happened just under a month ago, if you get this wrong, it's going to cause a lot of trouble. A lot of people are going to end up being the subject of editorials in the Sunday newspaper that don't make you look good. So if we can, as a group, come up with some recommendations, we might have a shot at getting the legislature to make a few changes that can help clarify things.
Now, among the topics on the table, you've heard from some groups like the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council who'd like you to look at texting, for instance, during sessions, keeping actually making that restricted and keeping electronic records as long as paper records are kept. What do you think of those ideas?
That's certainly, both of those things are certainly important debates to have. You know, if members of a board are sitting texting each other during a meeting, well, then there's the potential that they're having a conversation that's not part of the open meeting. That's contrary to open government, and we should examine that issue. And emails right now, it's not clear just how long we have to save them. It's not clear. There are some cases that have addressed this, but again, they're narrow decisions that address the specific facts of the case. We don't have a broader picture telling us how long you have to save emails. And once you've deleted them, emails are different than a regular piece of paper that you throw in the garbage. It disappears later that night. Emails, you could still find them. Well, to what degree are our local government officials going to be responsible for going back and searching the deleted materials to find what someone's requesting? None of that is answered in our current laws.
We're talking right now with Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. We're talking about his Open Government Summit, which is taking place tomorrow. And in reading up on this, you've said that you understand the spirit of some of the June proposals to withhold public access to communications that involved the drafting of legislation. Do you favor an exemption in that case?
Well, I understand what some were trying to do. I wasn't privy to any of the conversations that led to what was part of the 999 bill. But I understand that there was some concern about the ability to have emails between members of an office be considered drafts. And right now the law doesn't clearly permit that. And I think there's a legitimate argument to be made that, say, the governor and his chief legal counsel going back and forth with each other over what the final document should look like, those I think you could make a legitimate argument that that's a draft. And I have the same issue in my office. And frankly, a lot of times we'll just avoid using email. And then I'll also have to go sit in my deputy attorney general's office and we'll have to talk through the issue because I don't want the early versions of what we're discussing to become a public record because, sometimes my initial reaction to things doesn't look good. Sometimes that's why I have other attorneys on my staff to help straighten it out and say, oh, that plan doesn't work, Brad. I think there's a merit to that. And ultimately, the final document, of course, is a public record. So this is one of those discussions we should have at this summit to talk about what is a draft. Is it legitimate to make some changes to the definition of draft so that those things can be exempted?
Do you worry that in the cases of an exemption like that, that exemption could then go on to be used in broader scenarios and would ultimately perhaps end up reducing public access?
Well, it has to be drafted carefully because if you're talking about communications that come from outside groups or individuals outside your office, that's not going to, I don't think anybody's going to, at this summit, is going to want to see that become a draft that's exempted. But, you also just drive us to do things less efficiently in government because, like I said, I'm very reluctant to use email to to start creating what a document's going to look like. It's clear that what I write for myself on a yellow notepad is a draft, and I don't have to share that with anybody, but that's not the most efficient way to do it. So why not consider the possibility that we just honestly let people within a particular government office share drafts back and forth until you produce what you're prepared to call a record for the public?
Now, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Governor Walker's administration has declined open records requests, citing that they are deliberative material. Wisconsin law doesn't protect deliberative material from open records requests, but the draft proposal, the 999, would have. Do you think that the governor should fulfill those requests?
That's pending litigation right now. I wouldn't want to go venture into that.
Well, before we let you go, what is your hope for the way that Wisconsin's open records laws can be shaped by this summit going forward?
Well, there are some low-hanging fruit items that I think we can probably reach some consensus on. There are some items that are going to be stronger debates about whether now that many government agencies are redacting audiovisual materials much more frequently, whether perhaps they might be able to charge for redactions. That's going to be a big debate. I know that the two sides are pretty far apart on that, but it's a conversation worth having to see if there is some middle ground.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He joined us to talk about his Open Government Summit, which takes place tomorrow.